And we're going back to, first of all, to 2 Corinthians, to the couple of verses we started the meeting with. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21, 22. And then we're going to read from Ephesians 4. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Now there's such a depth there in those two verses. Tremendous. Just think what Paul is saying here. Or what the Spirit is saying through Paul. That the Holy Spirit has sealed us, and this Spirit is a guarantee. God has given it to us as a guarantee. A guarantee that we are His. A guarantee that we're on our way to glory. And we know that every born-again child of God has the Holy Spirit within them. Because the Word says that any man hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. We can't be a Christian, we can't be a born-again child of God without the Holy Spirit in our lives. Everyone has that who's been born again. Now we're going to turn to Ephesians 4 from verse 23. Ephesians 4, verse 23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry. That surprised you, it says that, doesn't it? But that's another story. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. I want you to take that on board tonight. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. When you became a child of God, and I hope that you all are true born-again believers tonight, children of God. If any of you are not sure about that, have a word with me afterwards. Be my joy to lead you to Jesus. But if you're a born-again believer, a true saint of God, part of His true church, the Holy Spirit has sealed you, has put a seal on you. And this is something that people don't often speak about. You don't hear an awful lot about it. But it's quite clear in the scriptures. I've given you two instances where it's been mentioned. There's other scriptures as well that back this up. But the Holy Spirit has sealed you. Now, I'm old enough to remember, years ago, sealing wax. Who remembers sealing wax? One or two of you do. Any important document had this red sealing wax poured on it and allowed to dry, and they used to imprint in it, you know, the seal. Especially on very important documents like that come from the king or from the queen, it would have the king or the queen's seal upon it. You see? It was an important document. Sealed. Not even going back that far. Important contracts and things like that in this country were very often signed over a postage stamp. Who remembers that? Yeah? It used to be signed over the Queen's face on a postage stamp. Because it made out its importance. It was a binding contract. The Holy Spirit has sealed you. And I want to just share with you a few things what that means tonight. To be sealed by the Holy Spirit. One thing, it declares ownership. Just as the king or queen used to have their seal, to say this was from them, it was theirs. So the Holy Spirit's seal upon you shows you that you are no longer your own. You've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ, and that you now belong to Him. You are His. That's one of the meanings of that seal that He puts upon you, is ownership. You belong to God. You are His. You are divine property. Because God has purchased you with the blood of His own Son. He's redeemed you. We've been singing songs about that tonight. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, brought back. You know what redemption means. I mean, it's coming back in fashion now, isn't it? We have all these like pawn shops and things that used to be around years ago. And they're all coming back in again. You know? And if you get a bit hard up or something, you can pawn your ring. Take it in there, get some money for it, and if you're a bit better off one day, you can go back and buy it back at a price. You see, you've redeemed it. You bought it back. And that's what Jesus done by His precious blood. He bought us back. He redeemed us. We was in the kingdom of darkness. He's brought us back to the kingdom of light. We was of our father, the devil. And He brought us back into the fold of His Heavenly Father. Now we can say, Abba, Father. Because I am His. And He is mine. Ownership. The Lord, you are the Lord's. Another verse that says, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Are His. You're not your own. You're His. You're bought with a price. The second thing about the seal denotes value. You don't seal anything that's worthless. Because the Holy Spirit has put a seal on you, it means that God values you as a person. That you are of great value to God. You might not think that. You might think, oh, little old me, you know. I'm of no worth. I'm not important. But I tell you, you're important to God. You're very important to God. It's the value of the seal. He sealed you because you are priceless to Him. If you look in the, I haven't put my marker in there, but I'll soon find it, in the last book of the Old Testament, lovely verses in there. Last book in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3, Verse 17. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. And that word jewels there, it means his own special treasure. Hallelujah. That's a lovely passage of scripture from Malachi. I'll have to preach on it again sometime because I've done it some years ago. It's a lovely one for the coming of the Lord. But he said, they shall be mine in that day that I make them my special treasure. That's what you are to God. You're priceless. You are his treasure. Because he gave up his only son for you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you, for me. We are priceless to him. There's nothing he would not have done in order to redeem us and to own us so that we'd be his for eternity. You are of great value because the Holy Spirit has sealed you. Wonderful. Also, the seal is irrevocable. Can't go back on it. The seal. You can't break that seal. I'll give you a little illustration, shall I? Because something I have difficulty with these days is opening jars, you know. And I do like a bit of preserve on my toast in the morning, you know. Cause I'm a ginger fan and I love ginger preserve and stuff, you know. And when I get a new jar, I try to open it. Oh, because the other year, couple of years ago, I had surgery on my hands, and some of you know. And my hands aren't as strong as they used to be. I have a job opening the jar, breaking that seal that's on there. Why is that seal on there? It's to preserve the fruit inside the jar. To preserve it. So nothing bad from outside can get in the jar. Nothing bad can get in and turn it sour. It's there to protect it, the seal. I'll tell you another thing. My ginger preserve in that jar can't break the seal itself. Can't do anything about it. All right. It's irrevocable. The seal of God upon your life is irrevocable. It cannot be changed. God has sealed you. You are his. You are brought from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You are his and his forever. I want to tell you that. There's some that teach you can fall away and lose your salvation. It's rubbish. You look at it in the Word of God. Jesus said, none shall pluck them out of my hand. We saw it this morning from John chapter 6. All that the Father hath given me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. This is the Father's will, that of all he has given me, I should not lose anyone. No one at all. Hallelujah. It's irrevocable. The seal of the Holy Spirit upon your life. You're sealed. It tells us in Ephesians 4 that we just read, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Right up until that final day, you are sealed. Right, you're sealed, you're his. Irrevocable. You're sealed right up until that final day when you shall see Jesus. And you will be like him, for you shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Praise him. Now, the seal is also our guarantee. If you just check in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14, all right, we'll read from verse 13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. There you have it in a nutshell. We can't argue with that. This is the word of God. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is our guarantee, the guarantee of our inheritance. Hallelujah. A few years ago now, I was preaching on heaven, and I was saying, I know I'm going to glory, I'm going up to glory, I'm going to see that his blessed face. And someone in the congregation afterwards said to me, how can you be so sure of yourself? How can you be so sure? Because the Holy Spirit is my guarantee. God's given it to me. He's sealed me. And it's that guarantee. I know. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to see Jesus. I know I'm going to look upon his blessed face. I know I'm going to sit there by the river of life. I know I'm going to chat to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the saints of old. I know I'm going to see them again, and I'm going to revel in it. It's going to be fantastic. I know, because he's given me the guarantee of my inheritance. He sealed me with the Holy Spirit, put his Spirit within me. And that's the same for you if you're a child of God tonight. You can know. You know, a lot of people I've spoken to over the years, and some say, I think I'm saved. I think I am. Hope I am. Think I'm going to heaven. I'm sorry, but if that's how you feel, you're probably not. You know, because God puts that hope in your heart. He gives you that assurance through the Holy Spirit in you. There's the old hymn that says, God's Holy Spirit with mine doth agree, constantly witnessing Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. And his Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. So that Holy Spirit seal is... denotes ownership, it denotes value, it shows us it's irrevocable, and it's our guarantee of heaven, our guarantee of our inheritance in Christ as sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Now then, let's turn back to Second Corinthians chapter 1 for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, what we started the meeting with. Now he who establishes us with you, verse 21, in Christ, has anointed us, and anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Right. He has anointed us. God has anointed us in the Spirit. Now, I just want to have a word about this anointing tonight. Unfortunately, that's a word that's got overworked and wrongly used in the last few years. And it's sad. Everyone's talking about anointed, and anointed this, and anointed that, and anointed something else, and all the rest of it. I tell you, you're the one that's anointed. Every single one who is born again of the Spirit of God is anointed by God. No doubt about it. That's what the scriptures teach us. Just look at first epistle of John for a moment. First epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 27. I'll read from verse 26. These things have I written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Right. You do not need anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. The anointing of God abides in you. Hallelujah. We hear a lot of talk about objects being anointed, songs being anointed. I know I went there a few years ago. I went down that road. I had to repent and come back. You know, about 20 years ago when we put this hymn book together, we called it Anointed. What a naff name for a hymn book. I tell you, there's not one anointed song in that hymn book. Because songs don't get anointed. It's you that's anointed. You know what anointed means, don't you? It's to be smeared or have poured over you something. Right? When someone comes and asks for anointing with oil for sickness, I put oil on their head. I anoint them with oil, according to the scripture. That's what the anointing is. You go back in the Old Testament. The prophets, the priests and the kings were anointed with oil as a symbol of God's Spirit. You'll find that the mercy seat in the tabernacle in the wilderness was anointed with oil as a symbol of God's Spirit there in the Holy of Holies. But when you come to the New Testament, you will not find a single object or anything that's not a living person ever said to be anointed. The anointing is on you. God has anointed you. He's anointed you. Anointed you with his Spirit. Same as he sealed you with his Spirit. Because you are his. You are divinely his forever. He owns you. You're of tremendous value to him. That's irrevocable, and it's his guarantee that we are heaven bound and we come into the full inheritance of Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs with him. What do you think heir means? It tells us we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What's an heir? One, I've got one there, look, an ear. No, I mean, what's a hair? You know, an ear. H-E-I-R, I think it's spelled. E-I-I-E, but you know what I mean. Heir. It means that you have all the inheritance coming to you. Right? The inheritance coming to you. Simon's one of my heirs. I'm going to leave him all my debt. You know? He's got it coming to him one day, unless the Lord takes us all up. You know? So it won't be a lot. But that's what we have. We are heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Our inheritance in him. It's ours. It's ours. Because he sealed us. Because he's anointed us. We're his. His forever. Oh, hallelujah. I get excited over these things. And I think that what my Lord's got in store for us. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We've only been just told a little bit on the surface here. God's just given us enough that we can understand in our finite mind. But I tell you, there's far more in store for the child of God, our inheritance in him. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful inheritance. What a wonderful God we have. I praise him from the depth of my being. And I just hope that tonight, as you think on these things, that you'll get really excited in your spirit. This is why I love thinking and preaching on the coming of the Lord. Because I know he's coming. I know he's coming for me. I know he's coming for you if you're his. Because then we'll enter in to that wonderful inheritance that we have. It's ours. Says, we are his children, his sons and his daughters, and he loves us with infinite love. Oh, how I praise him. I praise him from the depth of my being. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it there, and I just trust that God will put these things in your heart and your mind and really bless you as you think of your standing in Christ. You're not just anybody. You can go from this place tonight and you can hold your head up high. You are a child of the King. You are his and his forever.